course, we continue today with Simon Tzadik Ches in Hilchos Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hamispalel tzarich sheyechavin b'libo, perish hamilo shemotzi b'svasov." One who davens has to have kavana in mind, has to have the kavana, the intent, for the meaning of the words that he is saying. V'yachshov kilo shechina kenegdo, and he should have in mind that it's as if the shechina is opposite him. V'yasir kol machshavos hatardos oso, and he should remove all extraneous and alien thoughts from within his mind until his thoughts and his kavanos are pure. And he should have in mind, he should think in his mind as if he's speaking before an earthly king. He would certainly arrange his words and organize them in a way in which they're clear and he not doesn't stumble over them. So if I was standing before an earthly king, and I would be careful with my words and I'd arrange my tefillos in the right way, so all the more so how much more careful I have to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all of my thoughts. V'kach hayu osim chasidim ha'anshei ma'isa shayim mispodedin u'mispalelin l'tefilosam ad shayu magim l'espashos agashos gabbos kol ha'chasichli. So we'll leave this part for next time, but the Shulchan Aruch says this is what the Chasidim HaRishonim used to do. They used to rise, they used to raise themselves, prepare themselves in such a way that they would literally be able to transcend their physicality and have a totally spiritual experience. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, he says, perish hamilo. So remember the Shulchan Aruch says that one should know the meaning of the words that one is saying. V'al yichavina adam b'shemos yichudim rak yispalo kipshuto lahavina dvar mechavana salam. This is amazing. So the Mishnah Berurah says a person doesn't have to necessarily have the deepest intent with all the different meanings of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, a person should just daven in a simple, straightforward way to understand the meaning, the definition of the words that he's saying. Im lo mishehu ba b'sod Hashem yodeh l'chavin ba b'liba v'ruusa d'chilu d'ilav ha'chi chasashon mekalka b'zahar v'aymag in Aram b'shem ha'zohar. So even the Zohar writes that it's nice to have deeper kavanas and it's nice to have deeper concentrations if you're able to handle that. But the most important thing is that a person knows the actual meaning of the words they are saying. U'b'tshuvas rasha simin tzadiches b'skasa b'arach v'heyedal arash sh'amar achar yishlom etzisrei kabbalah. It's quite beautiful. So the Magen Avraham, excuse me, so in the Shuvas Rashal, he quotes the beautiful idea that some of the great Kabbalists said that after they learned the deeper meaning of the Tfilos, of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they used to daven like a one-day-old child. In other words, that the goal of a meaningful Tfilah experience is that it be simple, is that it be pashut, is that it be humble, like the yearning, like the pining, like the crying of a one-day-old child. Furthermore, again, we're going to see the Pnei Yoshua says that the kavanas that the Shulchan Aruch is going to explain, which we'll continue a little bit more in our next shir, those are the kind of things you have to focus on before davening. But in reality, during davening itself, one's focus should really be on the simple meaning of the words. We'll say we'll stop over here for today. We'll amir tesh and pick off with the rest of Sif Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.